We zijn begonnen aan de tweede dag van ons bezoek aan Bath. En gisteren hebben we al heel veel mooie dingen gezien, beleefd eigenlijk. De stad ervaren met al zijn mooie gebouwen, met al zijn mooie winkels, met zijn lekkere restaurantjes. En we hebben natuurlijk een rondleiding gehad met een gids. Als je een aantal dagen hier bent, hier in Bath, dan moet je zeker naar de Thermae Bath van Spa gaan. Dat is een nieuw gebouw, daar gaan Charlotte Hanna, die gaat daar zo meteen over vertellen. Het heeft ook nog een Nederlandse connectie, want ooit was er iemand betrokken van Thermae 2000 in Valkenburg, die hier de zaak volgens mij heeft opgestart. 2006 is het geopend, maar Charlotte Hanna telt ze all about it.
So here we are outside the main Thermae Bath Spa, and as you can see, we have an 18th century building, but also a very modern contemporary glass cube. So the spa is a mixture of old and new, and it was built for the millennium to celebrate the city's history of spa bathing, bringing the ancient culture, which dates back to Roman times, through the 18th century, right up to the modern day. And I'm going to take you inside the cross bath, which is one of our 18th century bathing pools.
Yeah. Ja, we staan dus buiten tegenover de ingang. En als je op de site gaat kijken, die we straks even gaan noemen, dan zie je ook dat er aparte baden zijn waar je apart ook kunt boeken. En dat zie je bij ons niet zo vaak. En gisteren zijn we in het museum geweest en dat gaf een beeld van hoe de baden hier in Bath er zoveel jaar geleden eigenlijk uitzagen.
So this is the cross bath, which houses one of the three hot springs in Bath. There's one here, one out in the street, and one where the Romans built what we can see today, the remains of the Roman baths. And this water has been worshipped for thousands of years. We know that up to about 8,000 BC, people were coming into this valley and throwing gifts of carved stones and special gems into the water as an offering to their goddess, who is called Sul. When the Romans arrived in Bath, they didn't believe in this pagan goddess, so they built a temple to Minerva, who is the Roman goddess of healing and wisdom, and they continued to worship the thermal water. Since then, people have been coming from all over the world to visit Bath and to visit its water, and many of them to come and bathe in it, just as you can today.
Yeah, and ik heb gehoord dat dit de enige bron is in Engeland. It's the only spa in England, I think.
It's the only natural thermal spring in England, yes. There are three hot springs in Bath, and it's the only place in the entire island where water comes out of the ground naturally hot. And it contains 42 different minerals as well. So it's rich in minerals and it's beautiful to walk, to bathe in, very warm and very relaxing and therapeutic, and makes your skin nice and soft as well.
People who come to the Thermae, the spa, they cannot come here?
Well, you can choose. You would either go there or you would come here. This, as you can see, is a much more little intimate place. Quite often we have groups of four or five or six people come here. Lots of local people come and bathe here. And it can be hired out exclusively. And then we can offer drinks and canapes, and you can have a bit of a party here. Quite often we have people celebrating a special anniversary or a special birthday here.
It's typical wellness what people can do here, I think.
Yes, yes, it's very much about relaxation and it being very therapeutic, bathing in the warm water, particularly for people who have aching joints and muscles. Getting into warm water allows you to relax, which means you can move much more fluidly. If you're trying to swim in cold water and your muscles and joints are sore, then you clench up and you get tense. Whereas if it's warm, you can relax and it opens up your body to much more therapeutic movement.
Ja, en de temperatuur die heb ik gehoord die uit het water komt is 46 graden, 46 degrees. But isn't the temperature here, I think?
Well, the water coming out just here, yes, that is 46 degrees. Yeah, but before you bathe in it, it goes through a filtration process during which it naturally cools to about 35 degrees, which is the right temperature for people to bathe. Medically, there is advice which suggests that at 46 degrees, you would be putting your body under too much pressure, particularly if you had any high blood pressure or heart conditions. And if you didn't know about them, then it might be putting your body under too much pressure. Whereas if you bathe in 35 degrees, it's much safer regardless of your health.
In fact, we can drink this water.
Well, I wouldn't drink it here. You can, yes, of course you can. But in the pump room just down the road, you can drink it in a glass and it's nice and much more sedate and civilized.
Ja, dat hebben we niet gedaan. We gaan het vanmiddag ook drinken, dat water. Het is heel anders dan bijvoorbeeld in Aken, waar je dan heel veel zwavel in het water hebt, waar je dat proeft. En hier is dat niet zo. This is water from rain.
Yes, huh? It falls as rainwater, and it lands on the hills which surround Bath, and it takes thousands of years to trickle down through the rock. Okay. It then goes to about 2 or 3 kilometres deep below the ground, where it hits the heat of the inner core of the earth and gets warmed up, and then it comes pouring back out again.
People want to know more about this part of Terme Bath. You have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's www.thermebathspa.com, and there is all sorts of information on there.
Okay, nou, we gaan verder met Charlotte Hanna naar de volgende afdeling. Dankjewel.